Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You heard Klausy McSchwab's first two records.
Vaccine spec, all right. You know nothing and be happy.
But this one is going to make your modified mRNA tingle. Time Lies presents Greatest Schwabs, Volume 15. A new world order in music.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All the unvaccinated are still alive. A little bit of Pfizer in my arm. A little bit of BioNTech does no harm. A little Johnson Johnson does the trick. A little AstraZeneca so you don't get sick. It's booster number 5. Let's talk about Rex, baby. Let's talk about Doc Fauci. Let's talk about all the weird and counter side effects, maybe. Let's talk about Rex. Let's talk about Rex a little, little, little. Come and take the 7 shot. The 7 shot. With a little luck you get my. Oh! My myocarditis. You won't have to be rich. With CBDC, you'll have all you need. With central currency, we just take your extra wealth and your cash. And you can walk 500 steps, but not a single step more until the curfew activates and robot cops stand at your door. Just a small town boy thinking, genetically modified soy. This ensures he doesn't procreate. Please stop breeding.
Stop the breeding.
We are almost 9 billion people. Please stop breeding right now. Start a Pfizer.
We just made you take it, even if you hate it.
Greatest Schwabs, Volume 15. Now available on Spotifyzer and MRN Apple Music.
All the caterpillar tastes like chicken being fine. And mealworm tastes just like a steak. Ain't nothing better than a deep-fried butterfly or centipede protein shake. Be sure to check the cricket nuggets out. They're almost as crunchy as worms. And chew your drink as hot bus sandwich extra loud. Cause this is all you get. I don't care who you are, where you're from, don't care what you want, you will eat your butt.
For some people, the ultimate goal in life has been becoming the President of the United States. Would you like to be the President of the United States?
I really don't believe I would, Rona, but I would like to see somebody as the president who could do the job, and there are very capable people in this country.
Most people who are capable are not running for office. Most men are frightened of politics today.
It is a shame, isn't it?
Yes.
It is a shame. The most capable people are not necessarily running for political office, and that is a very sad commentary on the country. They had major corporations and they had this and that, but they are not running for political office.
Why wouldn't someone like yourself run for political office? You have all the money that you possibly need. You've accomplished a great deal, even though you are only 34. I know there's a lot of things that you possibly can do in the years ahead. Why wouldn't you dedicate yourself to public service?
Because I think it's a very mean life. I would dedicate my life to this country, but I see it as being a mean life, and I also see it as somebody with strong views and somebody with the kind of views that are maybe a little bit unpopular, which may be right, but maybe unpopular, wouldn't necessarily have a chance of getting elected against somebody with no great brain but a big smile. And that's a sad commentary for the political process.
Television, in a strange way, has ruined that process, hasn't it?
It's hurt the process very much. I mean, the Abraham Lincolns of the world. Abraham Lincoln would probably not be electable today because of television. He was not a handsome man, and he was not smart.
Bob Barnes coming up. We have products that will change your life that are amazing. I want to sell you products that really work so you want them again. But if you don't support us, we won't be here. Plus, you really need Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoid. The strongest other top brands are 75, 80%. Nobody makes it 95. Go to the top, one of the top makers. We said, we want the strongest you can make. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. We have Nitric Boost, 40% off. We've been selling Nitric Boost for a couple of years. Never had it below 25 because there was hardly any profit there. We went to a place that gives us stuff just as good or even better. That's where we're getting it from. And it's 40% off, passing the savings on to you. Nitric Boost. You need to experience it. You need to take it. So, InfoWarsStore.com for Nitric Boost. And so many other great products as well, like Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com, Turbo Force.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, one of the smartest people I know is Robert Barnes. And he is kicking some major ass. Here's a little side point. He came in here 4 years ago and did an audit of the operation. And he said, you have overpaid taxes the last 5 years, probably $7 million. But he said, with the taxes, this is attorney-client privilege, but who cares, it's out there, probably $4.5 million. They then audited us. I didn't listen to Barnes. I didn't go do a callback. They audited us a year and a half ago with the Justice Department. Then they put us in jail. And the IRS came back 6 months ago and said, we don't usually do this. It's very rare, but you're owed $4.2 million. Which sounds like a lot, but with our bills and everything. It's nothing. And it went right into the bankruptcy and right into that. But the point is, Barnes nailed it 4 years ago. And said, you've overpaid your taxes. He runs a tax company. He's got big tax lawyers. He did it for free. He just looked at our stuff. And he was totally right. It wasn't that I thought he was wrong. My CPAs are like, don't do that. Don't claw money back. But it was true. But we didn't go try to get it. They audited us and then certified it was accurate. That's a little side issue, Barnes. But you've been inside this operation of the enemies and the globalists thinking we're like some Lex Luthor operation. I want to get into Trump and all the big news there. But first, you know me well. This is like Mayberry. And I'm proud to be like Mayberry. I mean, I'm like completely a straight shooter. In fact, I don't even know how to BS people. That's our superpower. But what do you make of that development? We haven't talked about that. But I've never even called and thanked you. We talk on air once a month. I didn't even tell you about that. I didn't even tell you that happened. What do you make of that?
Oh, well, that's fantastic. I mean, that's absolutely true. I remember, you know, years ago after first started working and, you know, getting the chance to know you, and there's people that are like, well, what's the deep, dark secret of Alex Jones? You know, what have you seen? Because you got all these Homeland versions and caricatures and conspiracy theories about Alex Jones out there. And I'm like, you know, the great, dark, deep secret of Alex Jones is that he loves the barbecue. He loves to go out and swim in the morning. He likes to be out in nature. He likes American cars. He likes American food. He likes American women. He likes fireworks. He likes barbecues. That he's as American gets. That's the real dark secret of Alex Jones. People imagine all these ridiculous, preposterous, and ludicrous things about you that are nowhere close to reality.
No, but it's crazy that I asked your firm to do an assessment of my taxes to make sure I'd paid them. You came back and you said, maximum $7 million, minimum $4 million, you should claw this back. I didn't do it. And then 4 years later, they audit me and do exactly what you said. So you've got a really good – you never talk about your tax stuff. You represented, you know, a lot of famous people, billionaires, a lot of famous Hollywood people. I mean, damn, you nailed it, though. You guys, talk about, you never plug yourself. Talk about what you do as a tax lawyer, because nobody knows you do that. You're a big tax lawyer.
Yeah, well, my dad was a tax accountant. My mom did tax accounting. So it was the first kind of work that we do, and it's because it's the main area where the ordinary individual intersects and interacts with the state, where the state is trying to take something that often doesn't belong to the state. and that our tax laws are written with all kinds of loopholes in them. But once you understand how they really function in the broader public policy they're serving, there's ways that almost everybody out there can save money in one way, shape, or form. Last week, I had a client being audited by the California Franchise Tax Board. They wanted $1.2 million. He was willing to settle for $450,000. Once we were done, the California Franchise Tax Board wrote him an apology for auditing him and said no change, and actually wrote a $450,000 check to him. So there's ways in which you can do that. These agencies seem scary and frightening because they deliberately try to do that to people, terrify people from asserting their rights and exercising their liberties and protecting themselves. But there's all kinds of ways to do that. And almost every tax client I've ever had has saved money by having us as their legal team, because we ultimately save more money in the tax than it ever costs for us to represent them.
Well, I brought this to major CPA firms when I asked you to do it, because I thought I might have liabilities. You said, no, actually, you're owed money. And then we know the deep state's bad, but it's also very automated. And there's also a lot of people in the government that are sick of the tyranny. Why do you think the IRS audited us and did the right thing? I guess it's automated?
Increasingly, it is. That's both to the credit and to some degree that there's some risk with it. But Peter Thiel introduced the Palantir technology. The IRS now increasingly relies upon it. I've often said, I think you would probably concur with this. When it comes to AI, there's a lot of reasons to worry about it. But if I had a choice between AI as it replacing our judges and our judicial system, I would choose AI, because at least they have some objective.
If it was honestly programmed.
Exactly.
I mean, look at Google Gemini. Objective. It told it to be woke. It went to the extreme.
Precisely. If it was Elon Musk's version of AI, if it was Grok, I'd have no problem with it.
Oh, my God, we've asked Grok questions. It sounds like me or you.
Exactly. I mean, the Grok has very favorable things to say about a range of populist figures out there. So at least then you have objective metric. So also, if you know how the system works, the IRS doesn't like to lose. And if you're good at beating the IRS, then you can get them to settle.
Heard of them auditing you and they go, sorry, you're owed money? How rare is that?
Very rare. And it's only when it's apparent and obvious under their own rules.
Well, my lawyers finally did when they looked at it. They go, actually, you're owed way more.
I've no doubt about that. Most people that have a lot of resources pay very little in tax because they know how the system works and they have the tax lawyers and accountants. Remember Trump. I mean, Trump bragged about this. And despite the feds trying to go after him, the states trying to go after him, they all came back and said they couldn't touch him on taxes, even though there were years he paid zero tax, even though he's a billionaire. That's because the way our tax system works, if you know the rules, you can work it to your benefit.
I'm not a Lex Luthor type guy. My God, I don't even look at my checkbook. It's the opposite. I'm on air all the time. I'm not even paying attention. I'm like, they said that Einstein, couldn't even tie his shoelaces. I'm almost like that. But the craziness was you nailed it 4 years, 3 years before the audit. They audited us for a year and a half. They said, well, this is rare. Here's a big check. And by the way, thanks for, it was just crazy. And then the plaintiff's lawyers, when we told them about this, thought we made it up.
Yeah, I know. Well, they always had this imaginary caricatured version of who you are. The whole Homeland version of it. Particularly the idea that you don't sincerely and authentically believe everything you've ever said, even things that you might have got right, things you might have got wrong. You always authentically and sincerely believe those things. Anybody who knows you knows that. But they live in a delusional world, a fanatical, fantastical world about who you are.
Well, that's because they're involved with the CIA and Soros, where it all is like when I get off work, I'm pointed at a pool table or a pool or at a steakhouse with my family or at a sunset. I'm not scheming. I'm pointed at enjoyment. Like when we've hung out, it's been great.
Oh, absolutely. I call it whatever they call you when it's crazy. It's confession through projection. So, like, think about all the things they've called Trump over the past 6 years. It's all stuff Joe Biden was guilty of. Said that there was corruption involving foreign entities, corruption involving the family, sexual aggression allegations, all these things. It's Joe Biden. Joe Biden is the guy who's guilty of improper sexual conduct. Joe Biden is the one that's guilty of using his family to bribe foreign entities for the his self-enrichment at the expense of the country. It was Joe Biden busy planning to be a tyrannical dictator who was going to start World War III and bankrupt the economy. All the things they accused Trump of and said Trump was going to do, they're guilty of. And so when you hear these crazy claims about Alex Jones, 9 times out of 10, they're describing who they are, whether it's Bill Gates, whether it's George Soros, whether it's the crazy plaintiff lawyers, whether it's the corrupt courts. They're talking about themselves.
Now, enough about me, but it's just an emblematic of how dead on you were and just crazy. I talked to you before you came on. I said, what do you want to hit? You know, the persecution of Trump, you know, the election, the martial law in New York. You said, no, let's talk about Trump's problems. Not because we don't support Trump, because we do. We want him to be stronger. And he's really smart, but all of us have blind spots. And so lay out some of your issues with Trump right now. Because we're not in a cult, folks. He's our representative. We love him. But we are then telling him what we want.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Them as they are of him. Otherwise, they'll just take him out.
So what do you make of MTG, Vivek Ramaswamy, Tulsi Gabbard? I've heard they're in the discussion. What do you think of them?
I mean, I think Tulsi would be excellent. I think Vivek is a little bit young for it, but he definitely proffers some potential. And I think you know, I still like Kerry Lake. I still like J.D. Vance. I think both of those would be excellent. I really like Matt Gaetz. Those would all be excellent choices. Anybody, frankly, but the Tim Scotts of the world.
Anybody that's hardcore and has been through the fire. All right, back to Trump. Well, let's talk about the shot. Trump's tweet about, oh, yeah, during the State of the Union. Oh, Biden, you claim credit. No, the shot's mine and it can cure cancer. That really turned people off.
Completely. I mean, well, you know, we've been talking about for years that there's an out for Trump that doesn't require him to confess responsibility or accountability or any of that, things that Trump's never going
to
do anyway.
Yeah, we've been trying to give him an out, and when I had Roger talk to him repeatedly and others, Trump just says, I don't want to hear about this ever again.
Yeah, exactly. That's the problem. His ego is so invested that he, frankly, the only way we're going to get his attention is we kind of have to smack him in the face. That's the way Trump is now in it. And I think the most effective tool to do that is a twofold. One is the Brooke Jackson case. And the which gives him a narrative that, you know, you designed a beautiful, great contract that required the delivery of a safe, effective vaccine for the prevention of COVID-19. That's what Pfizer promised to deliver. What they delivered was dangerous, ineffective, not a vaccine, and didn't inoculate or prevent transmission or infection of COVID-19.
And then he'd be telling the truth, and he'd be a hero, and we go after the deep state. Instead, he doesn't understand. They're letting it all come out. They're going to hang it around his neck. I've been saying that for 3 years.
Absolutely. And then the second, I think probably the best way to motivate him right now is Robert Kennedy's campaign that, you know, Trump feeds on competition. And in the if I was in the, you know, for those people that are in close to Trump at the moment, you know, the pitch I've been telling them is simple. Look, Robert Kennedy could catch fire. The best way to prevent Kennedy from costing Trump the election is for Trump to reach out to those Kennedy voters. And the number one issue for those Kennedy voters is the vaccine-related issues. So, you know, see, don't let Kennedy have a monopoly.
And all he does is tell the truth. They told me it would work. I signed it over to them, but we need an investigation when I get elected.
And this is the same Pfizer that and Moderna that sandbagged them because they had it available weeks before Election Day, and they deliberately withheld it to screw him for the election. So he owes them nothing but payback. So
does Trump not know how big a detriment this is? This is the biggest thing pissing people off. I mean, just from a political thing, not even a moral perspective, which is my issue. From a perspective of politics, this is a winner to come out against this.
I get feedback. Occasionally the core Trump support people will say, you know, don't question him, don't do this, and this is okay, and excuse it. Like, you don't understand. There's millions and millions of people in America, millions and millions of voters, who either they themselves or they know someone close to them who has been discriminated against, who is disabled, or is dead because of this vaccine. This is a radioactive third rail that Donald Trump keeps blowing up his own campaign by refusing to come to terms with this issue. So anybody who supports Trump, anybody who cares about Trump, has got to straighten him out.
Well, Barnes, I just said something last week off the cuff, and it got, you know, 50 million views. If I wanted to go full-time against Trump, I'd be much bigger doing it. I'm kind of like, I'm not a sell-off, but I'm kind of holding back, wanting to do the right thing. But I'm not doing it for clicks. I'm doing it because it's the right thing. We could really hurt him right now, and the left knows that. They're going to use it against him because the left will ignore Biden and Schwab and Gates. They will destroy Trump with this.
Especially as the number of people who know this issue is going to be more and more and more important the closer we get to Election Day because of the number of people who know somebody directly negatively impacted by this. And Robert Kennedy's campaign is going to surge. What I've told people is, I love Robert Kennedy, a great person, one of the best human beings. I had dinner with him on Friday. But, you know, the realistically, Trump is the best chance for populism for 2024. But it's only going to work as a president if he fixes these kind of issues. He can't be AWOL on the vaccine.
And he already said this. He already said this 7-8 years ago. He said, I'm going to put Kennedy as the vaccine czar, pledge to do it and do it. And then that's say, I don't know what's going on with this. They may have lied to me. I'm not sure. Robert F. Kennedy will be my vaccine czar.
Exactly. It's a no-brainer. It's an easy thing to do. It's like the Amos Miller case or the Brooke Jackson case or Julian Assange or Edward Snowden. All of these are political winners if Trump simply takes the same position that Robert Kennedy already had. Robert Kennedy said, I'm going to pardon Julian Assange. I'm going to pardon Ed Snowden. He came out in support of Amos Miller's case, the Amish farmer that the government's trying to shut down. He came out in support of the Brooke Jackson case, the big whistleblower case about the vaccine concerning COVID. Concerning Pfizer, Trump should just get on board those trains. He can make sure he gets all the votes that would otherwise go to Robert Kennedy, and he would be a much stronger president in 2024 if he's when he's dancing around with praising the vaccine, AWOL on all these key cases, and talking about putting Tim Scott on the ticket. He's dooming himself.
Well, doesn't he get it? Doesn't he get it that everywhere he goes for 3 years, plugging the shot, they boo him? And if you look at this. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous.
Completely. I mean, I'll give the system credit. They really rolled him on that because they said, you know, it's impossible to get a vaccine done that fast, but you're so unique, President Trump. I bet you can do it. And you probably better, you probably should do it because we're probably going to have to lock down again.
And the next week they come to him and say, sir, we have a fix.
Exactly. And I mean, we experienced this in live time. I remember when Trump retweeted me in March of 2020 saying he wasn't going to lock down. We were talking about it live on the show. And then a week later, they rolled him and got him to flip. And it's because they said all these horrible things are going to happen unless you do what we tell you. But don't worry, we'll give you all the credit for stopping these horrible things from happening. And it was a trap and it was a setup. And, you know, remember that when you were on 24 Hours about don't escalate the bombing in Syria. Don't escalate the bombing over that fake. You mean you called it out that that was not a Syria chemical weapons attack that's now been confirmed in multiple settings by multiple international investigations. Trump took the bait then. But it was only because you and others were saying don't escalate, don't escalate, don't escalate, that it didn't happen. This is where the people who really love Trump are the ones that got to protect him from his own vulnerability. And that vulnerability includes talking favorably about the vaccine, talking to have Tim Scott as a vice president, making these devastating decisions that would end any chance of him having a successful presidency. And a ticket to do so is to say, look, Robert Kennedy could take the election from you. He could cost you the election. You don't want that to happen. The best way you can stop that from happening, you're in competition. Trump loves competition, is those votes should be your votes. So, get on the right side on the vaccine. Get on the right side on the Brooke Jackson case. Join the Amos Miller case. Do the right thing on Julian Assange and Ed Snowden. Put out a detailed plan to truly destroy and defund the deep state. And Vivek has good ideas in that capacity. J.D. Vance has good ideas in that capacity. Rand Paul has good ideas in that capacity.
Oh, what about Rand Paul as a VP? Stay there. Let's answer that. Let's move on to Russia, the economy, the border, the fake cases against Trump with Robert Barnes. We'll come right back from break. Robert, where do people find your great shows?
VivaBarnesLaw.locals.com.
Or just search engine Robert Barnes, and you can't hide it. It's everywhere. And you and Viva Fry do a great job. All right. We're going to be right back with Robert Barnes straight ahead. And I tell you, a lot of good things are happening. A lot of bad things are happening, but we expect that to happen. We're in a fight, folks. We're over the target. We'll be right back in InfoWars.com. Please remember, we're listener supported. We got great t-shirts, books, films, the best supplements out there. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is massively discounted. Finally back in stock. The strongest curcuminoid out there. That's the extract of turmeric. So good for your body. So good for inflammation. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. While you're there, get the best, cleanest 10-hour clean energy. It's called Turbo Force. Turbo Force. Turbo Force. Turbo Force. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. There's other great products that are also back in stock, 40% off, but not for long. And that is Nitric Boost to clean out your heart, your arteries, your veins, your capillaries, your cardiovascular system. Nitric Boost. Never offered it 40% off before, but we went right to the source where we were getting it. Got a discount, so the sale right now is 40% off on Nitric Boost. We're funded by the people. Thanks for your support. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
So we're in amazing times right now. We're in terrible times. The paradox is always there. Tell two cities. Robert Barnes, we just spent 20-something minutes trying to get Trump to get back on the straight and narrow. We love him, but we're not in a cult. We're not like Democrats. Just get talking points from the power structure. We do the talking. We put people in power to carry out the will of the people. Declaration of Independence 2.0. But now let's talk about how great Trump is. I know you agree with me on that. We talked earlier before we went on air. The incredible demonization, the trials falling apart, Fannie Willis, the Georgia cases, the New York cases, what's happening with Jack Smith, all of it. Give us a breakdown as a top legal mind on this. Is also work for Trump about where this is and what you think they're going to do now. Because more and more they're shifting to, okay, he's going to win, which we couldn't get overconfident. Still got to vote. But then we're going to have riots and insurrection act will be pulled from him and he'll be removed. And so let's talk about what they're currently doing and what you expect to happen in the next 8.5 months.
Well, you know, what we talked about from the get-go was that their ballot access denial plans were constitutionally ludicrous, legally without any basis, factually actually without any substantiation. And that was so clear. I mean, we had all these so-called legal experts on MSNBC and Washington Post and all these other places. I mean, Judge Luttig, you know, one of those fake conservatives, the guy who said it's okay for the Bush administration to kill Americans without due process of law, that nitwit was the one leading it with Lawrence Tribe. All of them got exposed as the fakes and phonies and frauds they are, as even the liberal justices on the Supreme Court recognize that Trump belongs on the ballot. That was a 9-0 decision on that aspect. Now, what I thought was important was that there was a majority who went further than that and said, look, Congress, you can't keep him off the ballot if he wins on Election Day in November unless you pass legislation before the election, which is never going to happen. So they've unfortunately, the one judge, Republican conservative judge who was not on board with that was the judge that we warned Trump about, Amy Coney Barrett. But I think what that tells us, the fact that Roberts and Kavanaugh were in that majority tells us that Roberts doesn't want the court system to look like the means by which Trump was prevented from the American people putting him back in the White House. So Roberts is corrupt, but he's a political guy. Roberts is a guy who doesn't want the judiciary to look bad in the court of public opinion. And he's recognizing what we've been talking about, that as people watch these cases, it isn't Trump they have a worse opinion of. It's the American legal system that they have a worse opinion of. It's like the people who watched your cases in Connecticut and Texas. They didn't come away with a worse opinion of you. They came away with a worse opinion of the judges, of our legal system, that this could even happen. So I think Roberts and Kavanaugh recognize that the Supreme Court has to save the judiciary from itself because the New York courts have embarrassed the rule of law. The D.C. courts have embarrassed the rule of law. The only way to save it is to step in and give Trump immunity, and it's also constitutional. If anybody has immunity, it's the President of the United States. The only remedy for prosecuting him is to impeach him and convict him.
By the way, expand on that legally, because I'm not a lawyer, but I've read the Constitution and went through basic class on it. You have the separation of powers in government because if a local prosecutor can indict a president, they'll do it all the time. So only Congress can do that with impeachment. Explain that to people, that the Supreme Court ruling didn't give Joe Biden new dictatorial power or Trump. It simply reaffirmed the law.
From the time of our founding, our organizers, our founding generation, which includes more than just the intellectuals and the lawyers and the folks wearing the powdered wigs, it represented every American who took a gun to the field, every American who engaged in the economic embargo. Every American was part of the American Revolution and part of our founders. They recognized from the beginning that if the president, who's the only nationally elected official, no other official is in our entire legal system.
Because if you can't have a committee during a war, an emergency. You got to have one guy that's in charge in emergencies. You can't have everybody targeting him.
Exactly. Because he's the one national official. He cannot be subject to the random coercive whim of some local prosecutor somewhere in a country as diverse as America was even then. They recognized that there would be regional divides, that there would be geographic disputes. And so they couldn't allow somebody to weaponize their prosecutorial power, the threat of imprisonment, and use that to extort a president, to blackmail a president by saying, look, if you don't do the policy I tell you to, as soon as you're out of the White House, I'm going to put you in prison. That makes the presidency subject to being hijacked and ransomed to any local prosecutor.
It turns it into a puppet of the locals.
Exactly.
Any boss hog can control the president.
That's exactly right. I mean, that's what we have, right? I mean, isn't Fannie Willis basically the female version of boss hog? I mean, she even looks like him. So, I mean, that's what's happened, and we can't allow that to happen. And otherwise, our country falls apart. Our Constitution collapses. Presidential power disappears. We don't have a nationally elected office.
And so how's that going for him now? Fannie Willis is totally exposed. What's going to happen there? What's going to happen in New York? All these cases, they're all being derailed.
it shows that, you know, what we've been talking about for years is the great danger of our current system of people in power is that they're not, it's not just that their moral compass is broken. They're on the slow side of the equation. They rode the short bus to school. And what happens when you, I always say, I don't mind criminals. I don't mind dumb people. You put them together and you got a bad combination. Right now, we are governed by dumb criminals. There's no better living example than the president, the man in the White House. I mean, he looks like a dumb street thug from the streets of, you know, Eastern Philly. You know, I mean, that's who and what he is. The, you know, he's Rocky without the character or the IQ. I mean, it's bad. And so you see that with Fannie Willis. They're not only corrupt, but they're stupid. They get caught. They lie in obvious ways. She's committed perjury now half a dozen times just in this case. She's committed obstruction of justice repeated times. She's, again, we go back to what we talked about at the beginning of the show, confession through projection. Fannie Willis, what she accused Trump of, is what Fannie Willis has been doing. Money laundering, obstruction of justice, fraud on the legal system. She's been in doing it. I have no doubts it's true in New York. I have no doubts it's true of Jack Smith. Jack Smith is a deep state hack who has no constitutional
He's
authority.
A former chief UN prosecutor.
Exactly.
Is the most overturned, isn't he like the most overturned living Fed in court? I mean, the guy's a fraud.
Well, not only that, remember, he's connected to all those deep state cover-ups over in Europe. I mean, the, you know, you go back to, you know, Rachel Weisz's movie, The Whistleblower. You've talked about it forever. I mean, there's Epstein-related connections there, human trafficking in Europe, the Clinton Foundation in Haiti. Look at what's happening in Haiti right now. That's a function and production of the Clinton Foundation over 20, 25 years. And now they got their leading opponent in Haiti is a guy who hangs out with a group called Barbecue, and it ain't the kind of barbecues you and I like. They're doing human cannibalism down there in Haiti. And and that's who may be taking over the government. I mean, this is a disaster. We have all these dumb criminals in power.
And it all goes back to Clinton's looting Haiti after the earthquake.
Exactly. And not only that, they were connected to the human smuggling operation. Remember those Clinton NGOs?
Their chief of staff got convicted of it.
Exactly. Remember the UN people that later on turned out were just busy raping young girls all the way out through Haiti? I mean, that's who. And you
By
know
way, that's an AP special investigation.
That's exactly right. I mean, this, you know, you brought it to light before all of them did, but now there's no dispute about it. It's been confirmed in multiple settings by multiple independent investigations from even establishment institutional sources. And now we're seeing the blowback. We're seeing the consequences. You end up with some group of cannibals that's going to take over an entire country if things
by
keep
way,
going a certain way.
You're not just saying that. Guys, type in Haiti cannibalism. They admit they're just mowing down random groups of people and eating them.
Exactly. I mean, they even filmed themselves doing it. They filmed
I have the video. I haven't even shown it. It's just so horrible. We're not. It sounds like I'm lying. Like you tell the truth, but your brain can't believe it.
Completely. And where Haiti is where Ukraine will be in 2 years if we don't get a reversal. That's where Trump was right from the very beginning, saying the Ukraine war is going
to
be a
disaster.
So
let me shift gears to that. We have mixed signals 3 weeks ago with the Senate. Saying, okay, maybe a peace deal, a rebuilding, which is another money laundering operation. You've got all these.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Kissinger. But at least Henry Kissinger wasn't incompetent. He was morally corrupt, but he wasn't incompetent.
That was real politic, and he was the one a year ago before he died saying we should end the Russian war. So going back to this, we have these politicians disconnected from reality. How do we bring them back to reality?
We got to win 2024, to be honest with you. That's going to be the only way. Because and we got to have the best version of Trump. We need Trump to be peak Trump. Can't be average Trump. Can't be 2020 Trump.
Yeah, why do you think, like a dog to vomit, he goes back to people that are his enemies?
Because he thinks right now he's got an easy path, and he thinks the best way to maintain that easy path is to play ball with the insiders. Even though they knife him every single time, and they will knife him again. And it's like somebody.
Yeah, they lie to him. That's why he doesn't like me. Because he'll call up and start telling me how great I am. I go, dude, I don't want to hear how great I am. By the way, Fiona Hill's an operative. This guy's an operative. And he doesn't want to hear that. I don't know why. But people say he's bad, though. He's not. They actually hate him. The power structure does not like Trump.
Not exactly. I mean, it's like somebody we know who has a tendency to date the wrong kind of person. And you try to tell them, hey, bad idea. And because they're so emotionally invested in it, they get mad at you rather than get mad at themselves. And God bless Trump. But that's now down deep. Trump wants people to come up and smack him in the face when he's in danger.
Well, that's what Roger first told me when I was first talking to Trump like 8 years ago. He goes, don't kiss his ass. Be very serious. That's what he respects. Well, that's what I've done, but I went too far. But yeah, I know Trump's good. He's done a lot of good. But God almighty, it's just crazy.
Well, to be honest with you, that's why I think we're blessed with Robert Kennedy's campaign. Because that's going to be the only thing that keeps Trump the best version of Trump, is the risk that in competition, he loses votes to Robert Kennedy.
You think we'll see Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in the debates? I'd love to see that.
Yeah, I think so. In fact, look for Kennedy to surge. As long as Trump's people are running a generic 2020 campaign and Trump's making these kind of mistakes, then Robert Kennedy's going to surge.
Well, let me tell you a story about Robert F. Kennedy. I've thought he's great for decades. Great on climate stage, real environmentalist, don't have toxic waste, great guy. I got told a couple years ago, I'll leave it at that, Robert loves you, but his wife will get too mad if he comes on. And you know, I was told the same thing by a lot of other guests. And then she's in, what was it, Vanity Fair a few months ago saying, I told my husband he's not allowed to be on Alex's show. It's not about him coming on my show. It's about we're not electing his wife. And my wife tells me what she thinks, but she doesn't brag to Vanity Fair that she tells me what to do. And so we're criticizing Trump. But what's up with Kennedy saying he takes orders from his wife, who made people take vaccines to go to her house? We're not electing Larry David's wife.
Yeah, I mean, I've had that discussion on and off with Robert Kennedy for multiple years concerning you. And he has progressed, in my opinion, on that. Because he started out with a very caricatured view of you, and now it doesn't have that same caricatured view.
But separate me, Robert. Why is his wife in the news saying, I have got him by the balls? I mean, she told that to major publications. Don't worry, I've got control of my husband. Nothing against her. She's the one bringing me up, so she did it.
I'm not sure why that is, because in being around them both, I don't get that personal impression. So I think it's particular to the people who wondered why, given that you and he both have exposed a lot of problems over the last 5 years, there's a natural political alignment there.
Sure, but moving on, but Robert, I want to get this straight. I don't care about him coming on. I don't care about that. I care about his wife saying she's in charge. She should run for office if that's the case.
I don't really think that's true, is the short answer. I think that that's a convenient fig leaf for dodging an issue that that he should confront more directly.
No, I agree. Elon Musk is embracing us. Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson, I love Tucker, said you're like knowledgeable and wise and kind of the leader. I don't need him to say that, but everybody knows I really know what's going on. Tucker knows it. Joe Rogan has said Alex Jones is the most accurate person in the world. He told Aaron Rodgers that. I don't expect that, but people know that's true. I would say you're as knowledgeable as I am. You're not as prominent. You're super prominent. All I'm saying is if someone's scared to touch the touchstone, we have to worry about them. I don't want to be powerful. I want to just relax and beat the New World Order. But if people are scared of me, it shows they're still intimidated. Doesn't Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s wife get the power is in rejecting the system? Elon Musk gets that.
Oh, I absolutely agree. And I think there's a lot of limitations to what Kennedy can do. And I don't think at this point, 2024, Kennedy can win. I see the utility of a Kennedy campaign primarily being about motivating Trump.
I agree.
Get Trump. Like some people are worried, like, oh, Barnes, are you saying vote Kennedy over Trump? I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying get Trump to believe that there are people who will. So that will get Trump awake to the only thing that's going to motivate him to get to be the best version of himself is if he thinks Kennedy can take some votes from him. Because Trump,
but Barnes,
is
that's what I'm
motivated.
Saying. I don't care about Kennedy on my show. This is a message to him or his wife. I'm sure she's a great person. Don't know her. She shouldn't be scared of the system coming on my show. She should say no comment. The fact it shows she's still intimidated by them when they're used up. They're a joke. She should be avant-garde like Musk. Musk retweeted my interview and said this is important to watch with Tucker Carlson. He gets it.
Oh.
So I'm saying to her, don't you say you're a patriot. I don't care if she cares about me or he comes on. Just don't grovel to Vanity Fair. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, I agree entirely. Once you go down the red pill, you got to go all the way down. Going halfway ain't going to get you to where you need to get to go, either for yourself or any people or cause that you care about. I mean, basically, it's the same point we're making about Trump. Go all in. Don't try to go half in, part of the way in, side of the way in. You know, go all the way in. Because it's
exactly.
The only way
we're telling Trump, And we're telling RFK Jr. and his wife, go all in. In closing, we've got 3 minutes left. What else you want to add, Robert Barnes?
I think it's thanks to the ordinary people. People forget their own power. The government and the media and the Bill Gates of the world, he doesn't have all these fact-checking fake organizations. They don't have all this power because they don't think you have the real power. They don't spend all this money trying to convince you of things that aren't true if your opinion did not matter. The court of public opinion matters. We saw it with the Supreme Court.
Exactly. The propaganda wouldn't be necessary if the situation was hopeless.
That's exactly right. And the greatest trick the devil ever pulled is convincing people he doesn't exist. The great trick the system ever pulls is convincing you you cannot resist. Look at Trump. Most people would have folded under all that legal pressure. He stood up to it, and he's going to prevail because he stood up to it. Look at InfoWars. InfoWars could have folded. That's what you were supposed to do 5 years ago. Supposed to go away. Supposed to stay quiet. Supposed to beg mercy from your so-called superiors. But because you and the audience stayed with you, stuck with you, no matter what happened, no matter what a bankruptcy court's trying to do, no matter what a Texas or Connecticut court's trying to do, no matter what plaintiff's lawyers are trying to do, no matter what a lying press is trying to do, because people kept going to InfoWarsStore.com and got things that make their own lives better in the process, make them healthier, wealthier, and wiser while keeping InfoWars on the air. That's why the power of the people to exercise that power is the fifth pillar of power.
Exactly. And all I'm saying to RFK Jr.'s wife is, if she attacked me, is, lady, look where the world's going. Join Joe Rogan and Robert Barnes and Tucker Carlson and Donald Trump and stop trying to have feet in both worlds.
Oh, absolutely. And I get there's a natural temptation for Trump to say, hey, I should just work with the system. That'll make it easier for me to get back in. If Robert Kennedy,
stop pacifying.
Exactly. If I'm Cheryl Hines and I'm part of the Hollywood world, that I want to stay in the Hollywood world, I'm going to try to minimize it and say, yeah, Bobby Kennedy's challenging everything, but don't worry, at least I'm against Alex Jones. That doesn't work. Those compromises never work. You betray yourself. You betray your cause. You betray everything you care about. So, I mean, I know them both. They're both great people. I love Trump. Trump's a great person. But they have
but
their
we're not selling out our morals for them. We're going to be integral and have integrity no matter what.
And we want them all to be the best version of themselves so that the American people can get the benefit of the best
exactly.
Version
we
of
don't
them.
Criticize them out of hate. We respect and admire them and want them to fully join us.
Because we need to.
By the way, dude, I don't got to go, but do 5 more minutes. Elon Musk is nothing but impressing. I don't know your view.
He keeps getting better and better. Yeah. He's suing Bill Gates over OpenAI. Yeah.
We haven't talked in weeks. You're so hard to get on. Barnes, stay there. We're going to go to break. 5 more minutes with Barnes for the guest host takes over. Owen Shore at 3 p.m. We may be here another 10 years. We may be shut down next week, folks. We're down to that. But it doesn't matter. Believe me. They only hurt the crew, which they've taken my loyalty for weakness, and that's not even happening. So that's just incredible. I told the crew, I said, they're shutting us down right now. And they're like, we believe you. And they had a filing last night to do it. I can't believe God has given me such a sermon. Praise God. Good Lord. I love this. The truth is power. Hour number 4. Stay with us.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.